Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Successful media and public affairs consultant, accomplished entrepreneur and national writer and contributor, attorney who served in the Missouri House of Representatives, worked in the White House and CNN, thought leader, entrepreneur, and host who takes the conversation to the next level.
Prepare to get rare access to fascinating guests.
You're connected. You have the it factor.
You've joined Grill Nation.
Everybody over there.
Get on it.
Connect with Jason on Twitter at Jason Grill. Connect with the show on Twitter at Grill Nation Show and online at grillnationshow.com.
Welcome your host of Grill Nation, always dressed up and ready to go, even in a radio studio. Here's Jason Grill.
Hello and welcome to the Grill Nation Show. I'm Jason Grill, your host. You're listening to 980 AM. And if you're joining me on iTunes via podcast, I greatly appreciate it. Or if you're on a website, grillnationshow.com today listening. Fascinating show today. It's going to be a lot of fun. You're going to enjoy it. Some really big news that has recently happened in Kansas City that I wanted to bring on our guest to talk about today. First off, I want to thank our partners and supporters of the Grill Nation Show with Jason Grill. Title sponsors are BOK Financial and Two West Companies. And contributors to the Grill Nation Show include Pork KC and John Stevens. And our guests today, the KCADC, the Kansas City Area Development Council. Thank you to Ashley Hand and to Tim Cowden, who are with me today in studio, as well as Chase McAnulty, the CEO of Charlie Hustle, owner, founder. Well, all of those titles, Chase, hopefully work for you. I don't know if they're the same anymore, but you run the show. So welcome to the welcome to the show, everyone. I want to welcome you today, and we're here to talk about this awesome new partnership that y'all formed with KCADC and Charlie Hustle. So let's start there. Let's start off. How did this relationship start? Either Tim or Chase kind of lead us off here, and we're gonna jump right in because there's so many fascinating things to talk about with your new global brand for Kansas City.
Well, thank you, Jason, and it is an awesome opportunity that we have with Chase and his team. Mm-hmm. And it really started over the last year, because at our annual meeting a year ago, in front of 1,700 leaders from the Kansas City area, we committed that we would go through a listening campaign, mm-hmm, to determine what our global regional brand ought to be. So we went through several months of listening to over 40 groups, 1,000 people. We did a big national survey of 1,500, quote, average Americans that really knew nothing about Kansas City.
Wow.
And then this summer, we were looking at all this data, and something just jumped up at us, because I don't know if you've been traveling through airports before and you see the KC Heart on T-shirts and caps and,
yeah,
all over Kansas City, certainly. And I've seen them in all over the country.
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe we ought to approach Chase McAnulty and Charlie Hustle and see if there's something there.
And Chase, what you obviously have had a company here in Kansas City for, what, 6-7 years now?
7 years.
Seven years. Been growing. Done a ton of great products. What did you think when you got that call?
Well, I think really it was, you know, it was like he said, it was about a year in the making. It was kind of law of attraction in a sense, because with Charlie Hustle, this is a place we've wanted to go. I've always thought the KC Heart just could mean a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And we've used it to give back to our community in certain ways. And, you know, it really has became kind of an icon on T-shirts, but we knew that there's a bigger opportunity here, but we didn't necessarily have the right team or people at the table to make that happen. So when Tim kind of, you know, came into the conversation, it was kind of a no-brainer right away. I mean,
yeah. You know, it even goes back.
And that's, you don't know how that's going to happen.
You
right?
don't
how
know. We didn't know how Chase was going to react.
Right.
And going back a little bit, over a year ago, I know you remember this.
Yeah.
Because your CFO, his wife, is a doctor at KU Health System. And I give a lot of presentations across town. And I've given a presentation, and at the very end of that presentation, I have a slide. And it has various versions of how the KC Heart is used. And I talk about pride, and, you know, all of us know how much pride we have in Kansas City. And shortly after that presentation, I got a really nice email from Becky. And she put me in touch with her husband, Mark. And then that led us to sitting down with you, our team. Ashley's here.
Yeah, actually, I remember seeing that email. You know, Mark had sent that over to me, and I think you guys continued that conversation. And, you know, kudos to Greg for kind of, you know, putting a step forward and making this thing happen.
Yeah, Greg really did step up and got our team together with you. And here we are today. Yeah,
and Greg is our COO, by the way.
Yeah, and so you guys have really, Tim, been focused on B2B and recruiting, you know, with Animal and Smartport and everything else you guys do.
Talent
and workforce retention and development. It was apparent when you all did your survey, Ashley mentioned this to us off air, that that B2C was something that needed to be improved upon through your surveys, and you'd heard that, and this is just a perfect fit for that.
You know what? This goes back years. I mean, I've been asked for any number of years, what is our regional brand? What is Kansas City's regional brand?
Mm-hmm.
And we really didn't have one.
No, we didn't.
We didn't.
No.
And that, I think that's what's really cool about this, is that this is not KCADC's brand. This is the region's brand.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some really powerful B2B brands and marks and initiatives, but we've never done anything in the B2C world. Mm-hmm. And this is what this is. So,
and that's at kc.org is the website.
kc.org. I would invite anyone.
It's a great handle there.
Yeah, absolutely.
You have to twist some arms.
That's a whole other story. Martin Meany, our CMO, went out at auction and we purchased kc.org.
Yeah.
And, I tell you, those two letter URLs are pretty well protected commodities, let me tell you.
I tell you what. So that was important, the B2C. And obviously, Chase, you've had great success with Charlie Hustle and with e-commerce and with selling things. Are you guys, are you growing more through e-commerce now, wholesale? How does that look for the business now? Because I'm curious to that.
Yeah, it's actually about 50% of our business, the you know, online side of our business. You know, but an effort for us to kind of grow, we really want to maintain the loyalty we've created here in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean we can't go further. And our goal is to kind of own the middle of the map. You got to do that through wholesale. But it's just been awesome. I think we're trying to really find that sustainability right now so we can properly scale and do the right things. And this right here is one of those big things kind of happens within your business. We talked about Paul Rudd, just different influences and different things that happen through the longevity of a business. It's pretty cool to see where this has kind of ended up. And, there's this Charlie Hustle brand that we've created, and we like to think we're really good at design and creating product. But, you know, to the side of that, this KC Heart has kind of come to prevalence and been exposed to, you know, this city, and it's time to take it further.
You have about a minute left. In the next segment, I want to really get into kind of how you're going to do that and the process with KCADC. But how many of these T-shirts have you guys sold with the heart on throughout your longevity of your company?
Close to a million, you know, not all at $32. You know?
I know a lot of people at my table were doing the math at the annual lunch. And I'm like, guys, there's wholesale involved with this too.
That's right. Believe me, we got wholesale. Yeah. I know a guy.
Yeah.
So anyways, I appreciate you guys coming on. Tim Cowden, also Ashley Hand from KCADC. Check out kc.org. And Chase McAnally's here, the owner of Charlie Hustle. The website for them is charliehustle.com. Holidays are right around the corner. Check it out. They have a lot of great things up on the website. We'll get more into that after the break. You're listening to the Grill Nation Show with Jason Grill. Watch out. You Welcome back to the Grill Nation Show with Jason Grill. You're listening to 980, or if you're joining us on iTunes, we greatly appreciate it. You connect with me on Twitter at Jason Grill and search for me on social media at Jason Grill on all other social media outlets. I want to thank our contributor to the Grill Nation Show, KCADC, for joining us today. Thanks to Tim Cowden, CEO, and he's back with us here, and as well as Ashley Hand, who maybe we'll get to talk about some of this branding at some point, probably later on in the show, and Chase McAnulty, the owner of Charlie Hustle. Very interesting conversation so far, guys, about how this partnership came to be to make the Casey Hart the global brand for B2C, for KCADC, and for Kansas City as a whole. When you went into this, Tim, you know, what were you expecting out of Chase? Let's get into that, like, you know, and him doing this and working with you, because a lot of people are protective of things that they've built, especially startup entrepreneurs. And how did that all go down?
Yeah, you know, I didn't know Chase. I'd met him maybe once or twice, but really didn't know him, didn't have a relationship with him. And I'd always heard great things about him. Obviously, he's a very successful entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. So when we approached Chase and Greg and their team, we didn't really know how they would react. We were hopeful that they would see this whole opportunity, but we're a civic organization, and we were approaching them about taking something that he had basically poured his entire life into,
yeah,
and saying, hey, we want you to basically gift this to the region, to the community. So he gets a lot of credit. I mean, he gets all the credit for making this work, mm-hmm, because he could have easily just told us that day, hey, man, there's no way I'm going to do this. But he didn't. He basically, remember what you said? He said, where have you guys been?
Yeah. So.
And why was that, Chase? Why did you decide to do that? You know, because that's a big ask for a company.
It's like jumping off a bridge. No, it's really not. I mean, this, again, was something that we had in the back of our minds as well. We just talked about, we've sold a million of these shirts.
Yeah.
How many people live in Kansas City? How many more people can you sell these shirts to?
Yeah.
And, you know, quite frankly, I got into the clothing business to do professional and collegiate licensing. And we have a much bigger business outside of this, Casey Hart.
Right.
But
and that has evolved over the years. You guys have done a lot with colleges now and institutions.
Certainly.
A ton of different t-shirts now and license deals with them.
Yeah. So now, you know, you look at the Hart and it's still a good, you know, 15-20% of our business, but this was something that was special. And I think, again, when you think bigger,
mm-hmm,
and that's, you know, that's what we're trying to do here in Kansas City. There was just a bigger initiative that KCADC had in mind. And I think just you know, maybe even the email a year ago, this was something that kind of manifested itself on both ends. And, you know, it's going to be much greater. I think the power of the group is what really continues to move things forward. And I think we have that group. They are the right people to take this to the next level. And I want to see it. I want to see what this. I want to build legacy here in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not going to be selling t-shirts in 20 years, but I'd love to see what this Casey Hart becomes,
mm-hmm,
20, 50, 100 years from now.
Yeah.
That to me is most amazing. So,
Chase, I've heard you say this. Where would you like to see the Hart in Kansas City?
Well, where would you like to see it?
I'd like to see it on the side of buildings, you know, all across. I'd like to see, you know, something up at the airport.
How about the jerseys? How about in the end zone?
It should be so many different places.
Yeah.
Because everyone in Kansas City, truly, I've not heard anything negative about this.
No.
Okay, that was another question I had. You guys presented to about 1,500 people, maybe even more.
1,700.
Quite the show that they put on. It's well orchestrated. Congrats to you guys on pulling that off. Presentations by you two up on stage. You had a great speaker after you, a keynote about entrepreneurship. And so what has been the reception? And you just said nothing has been negative.
Well,
because, you know, people could the naysayers could say, well, wait, this took a year. You already have Charlie Hustle in your backyard.
That's right. You know, So I give my team a lot of credit.
Okay.
Because our team was out in the community for several weeks.
A lot of focus groups. A lot of focus groups.
And basically socializing this, saying, hey, what do you think? Testing this. Mm-hmm. And there were some tweaks made, but by and large, it was a really positive response. It's like, yeah, it makes perfect sense. Mm-hmm. That's what I love most about this. It's authentic.
Yeah.
It's really who we are.
Yeah.
And we're not creating something, because oftentimes I believe organizations like mine, civic organizations, have almost an arrogance or an organizational ego to say, you know what, we're going to go out and create a new brand. You know, we can go out and do that. I think that would have been a monumental fail for us to have taken that approach.
We had a lot of those in Kansas City.
And again, we all kept coming back. My team, I look at Ashley over here, we kept coming back. I mean, just seeing the KC heart and how it has been embraced by everyone across our region.
I'm seeing it. I'm seeing it on a lot of lapels lately already. I'm seeing it on suits. I'm seeing it on cars. I'm seeing it everywhere these days. You guys did a great job, and having 1,700 people now with a t-shirt that they can gift to someone, which is one of your leave-behinds from the event, to make sure they share that with somebody maybe that doesn't live in Kansas City, or somebody that's been here, you know, maybe somebody that's coming in for a Chiefs game and needs a t-shirt, or somebody that's you're going on the road. I mean, you just there's a lot of potentials that can come out of just that 1,700 people that you all spoke to at the annual luncheon.
That was Ashley's idea, and I'd like her to expound upon that. But when you think about the letters K and C and what those mean, you know, it's so easily identifiable.
Mm-hmm.
We did research after we basically came up with this relationship and cemented that with Chase. We went out back to 1,500 Americans, and the linkage, people understand what K and C are and how they represent our region. So that was really, really important for us to get done. But if you're in Lenexa or Lee Summit or KC Mo or KCK, that KC and that heart means so much. And it's not specific to a community. And so often we get involved with some of these little parochial, you know, things in our region. This takes all of that away.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of it.
So kc.org is the website for the amplifying and the new brand. So what's next? So how do people get involved with this and help out? I mean, besides gifting the KC Heart t-shirts or putting the bumper sticker on their car or putting on the KC Heart on their suit lapel, what can we do? Is there a way that we can do this and help out more and more?
Ashley,
or is this going to be organic, or how is this going to work? Ashley, why don't you come to the conversation here real quick? And
yes, but you've been citing my name enough; it's officially awkward now. So I'm going
to
speak.
You have to speak.
I have no more choice. Yeah, you know, I would say, just to back up, you know, for 1 second, I think when we have been the most successful as a region in branding anything, it's when we've been really true to who we are. You know, I think of the KC Animal Health Corridor. We finally embraced sort of our Cowtown heritage, and that has, you know, definitely been one of the most successful brands that KCADC has launched. And so I think, you know, being true to the fact that we are the heartland and embracing that and everything that that means and everything that that stands for is going to really be what makes this brand successful.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think really what's next is we are responding to a lot of requests right now for folks who want to put the heart on all kinds of things. And
I want is a flag for my house from one of you guys.
The flags are coming.
I want one flag I can put up on my front of my house.
That's right. Flags are
coming.
I've
seen a few of those in the neighborhood in the past. I've always wanted one.
There's going to be lots of opportunities to express the heart in pretty much any way that you can dream up.
You guys will have some sort of like a downloadable kit or something, I assume, that has directions on what you can and can't do.
On kc.org.
That is online. Okay.
It is. Now, but it's really important, too, to keep in mind why KCADC is involved with this, because we want to take this out of market. We want to take this off of t-shirts. So this whole platform will be what we use to communicate to talent and to companies outside of Kansas City. Certainly there's the local pride element, and that's all great, but it's getting outside of the market.
Let's talk about that. How is that going to work? So you guys go recruit folks, or you have meetings with folks. You're just going to have the heart, you know, portrayed or whatnot? I mean, or how is that going to work? Or if I'm flying somewhere, I need to have my KC Hart on my lapel.
Right.
What does that look like, Tim, from a recruitment standpoint? Because you guys are the key to building Kansas City's development in this town.
What we have right now is a platform. Mm-hmm. And we've got some really talented, creative people on my team. Mm-hmm. And we are talking about that very such thing. How do we take this outside of market? How do we message around it? The beauty of this is it's so open-ended. If we have a lot of great things going on here with regard to technology. You know, you could brand around technology. We've already branded around animal health and around talent and e-commerce. What this does, it gives you the ability to communicate and message to so many other folks. And as Ashley said early on, mm-hmm. this is a consumer-focused campaign. So we've got some really cool things that we are in the process of getting our head around right now. And we'd like to come back early next year and talk more about that.
That'd be awesome.
Is that cool?
That'd be cool. I appreciate your guys' time today. We have a couple more segments in the show. I want to continue talking about this after the break. And then afterwards, Tim, I want to get into some of the year in review maybe for KCADC and some of the new companies that are here that you guys had a hand in. And obviously, there's some big announcements and what you were excited about as we move into 2020 with regards to Kansas City and keeping our momentum going. I'm here with Chase McInaulty, the owner of Charlie Hustle. Their website is charliehustle.com. Tim Cowden and Ashley Hand from the KCADC. You're listening to Grill Nation. Thanks for joining us today. Welcome back to the Grill Nation show. I'm Jason Grill. Thanks for sticking with us today on 980 AM or on podcasts via iTunes. You can connect with me at Jason Grill and at Grill Nation Show. I want to thank our great contributor to the show, KCADC and Tim Cowden, for joining us today and for bringing on Chase McInaulty, the owner of Charlie Hustle. Exciting news made last week, or I think it was maybe 2 weeks ago, at the annual luncheon for the KCADC about the new global brand being the KC Hart. The website to check all the information out about that is kc.org. Also, they're on Twitter at KC Heartland, and then Charlie Hustle is charliehustle.com. Chase, let's talk more about your business and get into that real quick. Give us some updates. You guys have been around now for a while. You just mentioned on our last segment that the Hart is 15 to 20% of your revenue. Yep. That has definitely that has definitely flipped, probably from the last time we had you on the show.
Yeah.
And it's now, that was kind of the major sale. But obviously, I mean, Jason Grokin probably only can afford, 20 KC Hart t-shirts. And I still have some of the very first few you ever did. It's some of my favorites still. What are you guys up to these days? I know you have your own office space now. I know you have many more employees. You're growing in the Midwest. And what are things looking like for you guys as you enter the holiday season?
Well, I mean, holiday season is our Super Bowl. Every year.
It really is.
It's a pretty awesome time. I think it's been awesome. We've been in business 7 years. It's mm-hmm. amazing to see how far we've taken it. Obviously, you have to have that vision of getting somewhere to go there. But it's been really cool to see our business and the people inside of it. And I think right now we have the best team we've ever had. They understand where we're trying to get to. And that's really to cement ourselves as kind of a strong apparel brand in the Midwest, mm-hmm. and really focusing on the heart of America. We're here in Kansas City. We have over 40 to 50 different collegiate licenses.
You guys have got, you mentioned apparel, you've got all kinds of clothing now. It's not just t-shirts.
Yeah, and that's been most fun for me. I'm a designer by heart, graphic designer, but actually making clothes has been kind of a really cool thing. We produce everything right here in America. We just launched kind of a major fleece line this past year, and as that goes into this holiday season, it's just things to add to your product line and your business. And, again, I think as a young entrepreneur, you build this thing and you're looking at revenue and you're just trying to do all these things that you, everything you can. And now it's, you're getting smarter. The things you learn as a business owner over the last 7 years is amazing. And
give us one of those, maybe. Is there one thing that you think that you've learned the most about this world since you started? I know that you guys also have a retail operation in a world where retail is changing and on the plaza. So you guys have, you've done a lot, almost everything as far as reaching a consumer and selling your product.
Yeah, I think it's really leadership. Mm-hmm. I've learned a lot about myself. I've learned how to treat people. You know, Guy Raz was talking about leading with kindness, and I love that.
I've used that in a few meetings I've had too.
Good.
I learned something at that luncheon, and I was jotting down those notes as fast as I could on my phone. But that was a good takeaway, Tim. Yeah.
That resonated most to me. I think it really is, it comes down to how you treat your people and what kind of culture you're trying to build. And especially nowadays, it's really with our team, it's about results and not, you know, they work their butt off, but that's not what it's all about. We wanted to build a fun company. And I think that's translated to how people feel about this heart. I think it's an attraction that people want to be a part of. And now we're getting ready to amplify that on a much larger scale.
You can tell you're pretty excited about that. And just how this whole process worked its way out.
Yeah. It's awesome. It's bigger business. I mean, it's not, I talk about 15 to 20% of our brand being the Casey Heart. This doesn't mean we, you know, fall back in any means. This means we get to do so much more. It's important for us to kind of protect that merch side.
Yeah, it is.
But we're doing that in a positive manner. We're getting together with KCADC and we're working kind of on a licensing agreement that ultimately gives back to the city, whether it's economic development, whether it's, you know, the pediatric cancer. It could be anything. Mm-hmm. If people want to be a part of this, I think it's important that the makers and creators that are here in Kansas City have the opportunity to use it as well. But we want to make sure it's done the right way and it's part of that group to carry this thing forward.
We've always had an issue in Kansas City with a cool logo, in my opinion. I mean, you go to other cities and you see their flag or their city logo, and you're like, man.
Now we've got
one. Man, I mean, how many things is Chicago, or I could name like 10 cities.
Right.
St. Louis actually has a cool like flag. I mean, you see those things in front of buildings in their cities and the flag. And so I think that's so important for a branding of a city.
Yeah, what we did at the annual meeting, if you recall, we gave 50 of these KC Heart flags to each of our 50 community partners for them to display however they see fit. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we'll see them on flagpoles.
It'd be awesome.
And Lenexa or Liberty or wherever or in city halls and hopefully in many other places. Again, that local pride element. One thing I'd like to say just about, again, Chase's leadership. Mm-hmm. And I've got, you know, a couple of drawers full of his merchandise, you know, I bought over the years. And I'm sure a lot
great,
of Kansas
great,
cities
great,
can
great
say that.
Gifts. Great there, gifts. They, great
the,
gifts.
The quality of your design, the quality of the actual merchandise, I think is so distinguishing. And I truly believe it's reflective of who we are as Kansas City, because when we have companies and their representatives come here, or when somebody moves here, they talk about the quality, the quality of life.
A little bit more care.
Yeah, a little bit more, right? But it's about quality. And
it's, speaking of that, Chase, you have a brand now. I'm looking at your website that is essentially just it's called the Essentials Collection.
Yeah.
So it's not even branded.
Nothing's
it's just
on
your,
it.
Your the quality of the product. Now you're selling the actual sweater, the T-shirt without even a logo at some
point. Yeah. Tim and I were sitting down for lunch yesterday, and he was asking about how we got started and everything. And I used to collect vintage T-shirts. I liked the simplicity of the design. And I like the soft fit and feel. And so we worked really hard on creating a great T-shirt. Now we've spent a lot of our time really creating great garments and a full product line around that. That is soft, that can be your favorite T-shirt. You wear it every day and can be American made. And that's, we kind of use those as our founding anchors to really help guide how we do things.
It's awesome.
And I think you can see that.
That's very awesome. Tim Cowden, Ashley Hannon, and Chase McInaulty are with me. Okay, Tim and Chase, we gotta talk to you. I mean, obviously, the Chiefs' continued success will help this thing happen, right? If we start getting some athletes wearing this even more, I know Chase has had a lot of athletes wear his products, but that would definitely help out, right?
You asked us about what's next,
yeah,
and I can't get into all of that, but those are the types
we'll
of
have you
things
back on
that we want to do, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, there was a great story that was placed in the Seattle Business Journal about 2 months ago about, and the headline, and Ashley couldn't have written this, but the headline was, this is why companies are moving from Seattle to Kansas City. That's what we have to take advantage of. We have this point in time, this place in time, this opportunity, because Kansas City's hot and it's only getting hotter.
Mm-hmm.
And having a brand, a cohesive brand now that we can message around, that is identifiable, that is accepted, mm-hmm. because for a brand to be believable, the people who are out selling that brand have to believe in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think is so cool about this, is that we've heard so much positive about what we're doing.
Yeah, you know, Bob Kendrick on stage too.
Bob Negro Kendrick, Leagues. You might want to talk about the history of the heart, Chase, because this is super cool.
Oh yeah. I mean,
if you go to the website, kc.org, you're seeing images and pins that I hadn't even seen before your presentation.
Yeah, I mean, the heart's kind of been around in our society for 100 years. We talked about the railroad stations. They had a little Heart of America pin that they handed out to passengers. I actually had a buddy that gave me an old Plaza light pole from back in the day. He found it at an auction, and it was an old steel black pole, and it has a KC heart in the middle, and it's a different looking KC and a different looking heart, but the idea is there. Just like the Monarchs patch on the jersey, on the sleeve, like we've all kind of seen it.
It's pretty fascinating looking at some of these images on the website. How it was utilized as the Heart of America, and population growth, and the train you mentioned, and it seems like, looking back, it just, gosh, 50 years ago, we could have just, this should have happened way long ago, this partnership, or as far as growing Kansas City and having a logo that everyone around the world knows about.
You know, the best time to plant a tree was 50 years ago or today.
I like that.
So we're doing it today.
I love it.
It's a way to look forward, and I really appreciate you guys. As somebody who's started a company and who's worked for different companies, like collaboration, I think is something that doesn't happen enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's when you have a baby like Chase has here and being willing to work with you and Tim, you're obviously, your organization is, you're doing an amazing job as the leader, but, I'm excited to see what happens next.
Well,
and obviously, and to get my flag in front of my house.
He's sourcing right now, right?
Hell yeah.
I'm just kidding. But congrats on all your guys' success. And Tim, we're going to have you on for one last segment to kind of talk to us about where KCADC is with a lot of different topics here after the break. Chase, I appreciate you coming on the show. Your website is charliehustle.com. Keep up the good work, obviously, and good luck with your sales this holiday season.
Thanks, Jason. Good to see you again.
Good to see you too, buddy. We'll be right back on the Grill Nation Show. Welcome back to the Grill Nation Show. I'm Jason Grill. Thanks for listening again to the show today on 980 AM and on iTunes via podcast. We're joined again by Tim Cowden and Ashley Hand from the KCADC, a contributor to the Grill Nation Show. Enjoyed the segments with Chase McInaulty, the owner of Charlie Hustle. Now we want to get into more talk about KCADC. Their website is thinkkc.com. Tim, welcome back. I want to kind of talk to you about some of your year in review as we enter the end of the fourth quarter here, and tell us about some of the exciting things that happened. In the USDA was one of them.
Yeah, 2019 has been a great year, and I expect that we'll have a few more announcements before the year rolls into 2020.
Mm-hmm.
USDA was a headliner, obviously.
Anytime, you worked really hard on that for a while.
We did.
And other organizations together.
Yeah, many organizations. Over 200 organizations worked on that. So when we talk about collaboration and how we present Kansas City as one. I mean, that's obviously that's a big win, and it shows that that approach works. So when you look at USDA and the fact that they're moving two headquarters here, in effect, 600 highly compensated, highly educated individuals, those mm-hmm. spots are going to be filled a lot by individuals who live in the Kansas City region.
There
was
awesome.
There was a job expo a couple of weeks ago out in Olathe, K-State Olathe. Over 400 individuals showed up ready to put in their application for work with the USDA. And the
400.
400.
Oh, my
gosh.
It
completely blew away the expectations of USDA's leadership. I got texts later on that day saying, oh, we had 400 people there. And
unbelievable.
Unbelievable. You know, the candidates and all their backgrounds. So it was all good.
Very good. You talk a lot about experiences. Tell us about those when you either go on the road or you're in Kansas City bringing people in. What is that process?
Well, I guess I can stay on USDA because the story was told to me by the leadership of the USDA after they had selected Kansas City. The final three markets that were considered by USDA were Raleigh-Durham, so the Research Triangle, mm-hmm. Indianapolis, and obviously the Kansas City region. So when they went through their site visits, they started in Raleigh-Durham. And Jill McCarthy did a great thing. She was able to get us as the final stop of those three.
Last
which is
impression.
Always good to go last, right?
You got to go first or last. It can't be in the middle.
It gave us more time to prepare.
Yeah.
It only gave us about 10 days to prepare for the site visit, but that's for another time. It was told to me that when the team was traveling from the last visit in Raleigh out to the airport, they're sitting on the van, they're talking to each other, and they looked at each other and said, you know what, we can make this work in Raleigh-Durham. I mean, think about it. NC State, UNC, Duke, I mean, it's a great place.
It's growing. It's a good place.
It's great, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's pretty close to Washington, D.C. It's only 3 or 4 hours away. Mm-hmm. So the transition would have been easier. But they got on the plane and they went to Indianapolis. And if you've been to Indy recently, I mean, Indy is a fantastic city.
Mm-hmm.
They were there. They had a great Tier 1 research university in Purdue that's close by. They spent a day and a half there. The governor was involved in their whole proposal. And they were heading out to the airport, similar to what they did in Raleigh. And they basically looked at each other and said, why are we even going to Kansas City? Because
mm-hmm.
this is where we're going to be.
Mm-hmm.
They were going to be in Indy.
Okay.
They got on the plane, and we know what happened.
Yeah,
and
we just blew them away.
We blew them away. We changed the narrative. And that's what we find out often, is that once we get people here, Jason,
yeah.
haven't been here for a while, or maybe they've never been here.
Right.
And their expectations are far exceeded. But it was because we were ready.
Mm-hmm.
We were prepared. And we spoke and acted as one region. I mean, it's powerful. When we have both our governors, Governor Parson and Governor Kelly, in the same room, making the same pitch to the leadership of USDA, saying, hey, regardless of where you go in our region, we want you here in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
It was powerful. And I could go on and on and on about what we did as a region to be prepared. But ultimately, it's about scoreboard. We won.
Yeah.
They're here.
Right.
And certainly there's been a lot of contention and drama around that, and I get all of it.
Yeah.
Because if somebody came to me or to my team and said, hey, you've got 30 days to decide whether or not you're going to move to Washington, D.C., I mean, we've got a lot of drama, right? So that was in reverse. But we'll have eventually 600 really highly educated, highly compensated, great jobs that will be there, jobs that are recession-proof.
Mm-hmm. We have a lot of other wins too. We're talking to Tim Cowden. What are you excited about? What sectors are we focusing on right now? I know you guys touch a lot of them, but as we enter 2020, what are you most excited about? And what do you think you guys are really focused on?
You know,
I know you're also recruiting, but you're also retaining,
right?
And workforce development and whatnot.
We focus. You know, our organization by design is the sales and marketing team for the region.
Mm-hmm.
So we're out of market. So we're recruiting new here. Mm-hmm. We are involved with a number of different things with regards to existing companies and workforce development, particularly our initiatives,
mm-hmm.
our Animal Health Corridor initiative, and certainly SmartPort and Team KC focus on some of that.
Mm-hmm.
But organizationally, we're out.
You're out there in the world.
Every day out in the world, getting people and companies interested in KC, getting them here. And we find that once we can get someone here,
yeah,
then the chances for our success bringing them here go way up. It's just getting them here. That's why I think it's so important what we're doing with this new global brand,
mm-hmm,
is it gives us an identity that we can all revolve around and message from. And I think that's super powerful.
Yeah. So as far as getting people here and doing these things, you mentioned they're blown away when they get here. I know we're moving forward with some of the Class A office projects. That's helpful to you.
Right.
I know that industrial is growing. What do we need to do more of in the next year to continue on this momentum? Because, frankly, we just got to continue to keep the momentum, I think, to help guys like you and what you're trying to do to help grow our economy and create quality jobs.
We're not anywhere close to being done.
Yeah.
You know, and Kansas City as a region is rising. It is an ascending marketplace. And we hear that. I mean, again,
you're hearing it on the ground.
I'm hearing it. We get people here. Certainly what's happening with our sports teams and in the arts. I mean, Kansas City has a great reputation. But we also have
a lot of competitive peers.
There's a lot of great places in this country to do business.
Yeah.
I mean, we all travel. We know.
Yeah.
So we have to continue to amplify and elevate our message in a really crowded marketplace full of wonderful places to do business across our country and around the world. Again, getting people here, and that's the whole idea around this whole new global brand, is it helps establish an identity for KC that hasn't been maybe necessarily reinforced over a long period of time, and we're going to do that.
And you guys have a lot of deals you're working on right now, and hopefully we'll have some more announcements here in 2020. You're always constantly – these things take a while to produce and progress.
Technology sector is hot. You know, the food sector. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've got, I think, 8 or 9 food production operations that are looking at Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly shared services and in that, smaller companies and the like, but everything revolves around technology. I mean, it's been public, but Google has – identified Kansas City as a place where they want to do a multi-$100 million data center at some point.
Those have been successful in Iowa and other states around us too.
We're on the radar.
I love it.
And I love the fact that I wish I could say more about what's coming.
Yeah.
But you can see me. I'm smiling.
He is.
There's more coming.
Tim Cowden, KCADC, and Ashley Hand, I want to appreciate your contributions to the Grill Nation show, and obviously always coming on and providing us with amazing content, and congrats on all your success in 2019.
Jason, thank you for the opportunity and all of your success.
Thank you so much, Tim Cowden. And thanks to all the listeners. We hope you have a great week. We'll talk to you again next week. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.